Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter on Bible Answers. Bible Answers is sponsored by the Biblical Church of God and is designed to bring you the answers for today's Christian living right from the pages of your Bible. Recently, we have gone through some programs showing that Easter is not Christian. And if you didn't hear those programs and it comes as a shock to you that Easter is not Christian, I suggest that you go ahead and you study about it in any encyclopedia, and you will see that Easter came from pagan Babylon. But let's ask the question, well, what should a Christian do? And if Easter is not Christian, if Easter is a counterfeit substitution for something in the Bible, what does the Bible show that we should do? And what is it that Christ wants us to do? Well, let's go back and ask the question then, what is it that Jesus did? Since Jesus did not keep Easter, what did he do? And what does God expect us to do today? You know, in the book of 1 Peter, it's shown very clearly that we are to do what Jesus Christ did. It says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21, because Christ also suffered for us. Now that has to do with what the Bible calls the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And the sacrifice of Jesus Christ has to do with what the Bible calls the Passover. Do you know what the Passover is? Have you ever heard of what the Passover is? Did you know that there is a New Testament Passover that Christians should keep? Do you think that the term breaking of bread has to do with taking a mass or the Lord's Supper? You know, there's an awful lot of confusion in religion today. And why is that confusion there? When a person steps aside from all the customs and traditions that have been received through the teachings of man, and they look at the Bible and take the Bible for what it says, you know, the Bible paints an entirely different picture as to God's plan, as to the reason why Jesus Christ came, and to what Christians should be doing in commemoration of what Jesus did. Because it says here in 1 Peter 2 and verse 21, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now let's carry this through and ask what Jesus did. Since Jesus did not observe Easter, what did he observe? What did he command his disciples and apostles to observe? And what did the apostles teach the New Testament church? Well, let's go back to Luke 22 and verse 15 and let's see what Jesus said. Let's see what Jesus kept. And I think you are going to be absolutely astounded in what the Bible shows what we should be keeping and doing as Christians today. And that Christians, in fact, should take what is called in the Bible the Passover. And that occurs once a year. And that they are not to take the Lord's Supper. As a matter of fact, did you know that there's a scripture in the Bible which says, and when you are gathered together, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. And it's always been a mystery to me how people can get up very early in the morning to go to a religious service, which is supposed to commemorate the Lord's Supper, and partake of whatever they partake at 5:30 in the morning. Or 6:30 in the morning, or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever time in the morning that people would take it. So let's go through and see exactly what the Bible says, because that's what Bible Answers is for, to show you from the pages of the Bible what God says we should do, what Jesus did in setting us an example. Let's turn to Luke 22 and verse 15. And whenever the programs come, you get your Bible and you follow right along in the Bible, because the thing that is important to believe and the only way that people can come out of the religious confusion, come out of all of the counterfeits that are called Christianity, is to believe what is in your Bible. Now, do you believe your Bible? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you want to follow what God says? Do you want to follow the example of Jesus Christ? Well, then let's see what Jesus did. Luke 22 and verse 15. And when the hour was come, which we see here in the 22nd chapter of Luke, was obviously then in the evening. And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him, and he said to them, "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Now, the term Passover is biblical. It is not exclusively Jewish. And most religionists will point to the Passover as being exclusively Jewish and not required for Christians today. Well, now let me ask you a question. If you are a Christian, you are what? Following Christ. What did Christ do? He didn't say, "Well, I'm glad to be here on this Easter Sunday morning, and let's sit down and have a nice baked ham." Did he? No. He said, "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." And you know, the whole thing about Christianity is, in relationship to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that you cannot understand true Christianity unless you understand the Passover. And then there is something that is very important that Jesus said in relationship to the Passover, and what that is to teach Christians, and what that day is to commemorate for us. Now he said, "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not eat any more thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." So this was the last Passover that Jesus was going to take. And he told his apostles that he wouldn't partake of the Passover until he returned again in the kingdom of God. And so this tells us very clearly that when Jesus Christ returns, that there is going to be the Passover that should be kept. And he took the cup. Now here's a famous scripture that a lot of people read and read over it so many times, but they really don't know or understand what it's saying. So let's analyze this verse by verse and word by word and see what the lesson for the Passover is. And you can write for our magazine, Bible Answers, which gives in there an article entitled "The Year-Round Lesson of the Passover." And also there's an article in there on the day that God died. Did you know that Jesus Christ was God before he came to this earth? Why did he have to come as a human being, and why did he have to die? Do you know that? Do you know the reasons in the Bible for it? Well, if you want to know, you can just write Bible Answers, and we'll give you the address at the end of the program, and we will be very happy to send you the magazine, and you can get on our mailing list for timely articles and things like this right out of Bible Answers. Now let's continue in verse 16 of Luke 22. "For I say unto you, I will not eat thereof any more until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And then he took the bread." Now this is where people get the terminology. When you break bread, you are taking the Lord's Supper. The term "break bread" in most every other case in the Bible has to do with the eating of a meal, not the taking of the Lord's Supper as it has been called by people. But let's say the term "breaking of the bread" does not refer to the Passover exclusively. It can, but it doesn't exclusively. So Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and said to them, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And there are a lot of people who do break bread. There are a lot of people who do take what they call the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Jesus. But is it on the right day? Is it at the right time? Because that has an awful lot to do with whether it's worthy before God or not. So the body of Christ is broken or given for you. Do you understand what the sacrifice of Christ means? Well, you better write for our article, The Day God Died, so you will know. And verse 20 now, likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Now, what does the blood of Jesus Christ mean? What does the blood of Christ in relationship to the Passover and the crucifixion of Christ have to do with our lives? Why was that necessary? Well, you know, it's all bound up in the lesson of the Passover and the very life of Jesus Christ. So he said that we were to do this, and that the Passover commemorates the sealing of the New Testament. And of course, we just need to realize and understand that the Passover comes on what the Bible calls the 14th day of the first month. Now, that's according to the sacred calendar. That's not according to the calendar as you would just look up in your wall and say, okay, when is January 14th? That's when I'll take the Passover, because the sacred calendar does not have any reference to the normal calendar we call today the Roman calendar or the civil calendar. Now, we've just recently published and had printed a combined sacred calendar and Roman calendar, which will help people to know and understand the time and the way that God figures time in relationship to the Roman calendar. And you know, we just need to ask ourselves a question. How far have we been removed from God? How far have we been removed from Him in trying to have our own form of Christianity, to have our own form of doing things, and actually allow, encourage, and teach, and bring in to the ways of God those ways that are not of God? And that's where all the confusion comes. Jesus said that we were to take the Passover. Why? And also, when you analyze what was said here in Luke, the 22nd chapter, we have something that is very important. He said, this do. When should it be done then? Obviously, on the Passover day. Why on the Passover day? Because there isn't any other meaning for it. Let me ask you a question. Was Christ crucified every Sunday? No. So therefore, we do not commemorate the Lord's Supper every Sunday. He was crucified on one day, which was the Passover day, and that is commemorated once a year. As a matter of fact, did you know that in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, it says very clearly that Jesus Christ is our Passover? It says that we are to keep the feast of God, for Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Now, we need to understand about that crucifixion and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Do you look upon Christ as your Passover? Do you know what lessons we are to learn for the Passover? Do you understand about the blood of Jesus Christ? What relationship does that have to the days that Christians should celebrate? And what should we as Christians commemorate? You know, in the book of 1 Corinthians, we find that Jesus Christ is called our Passover. He is not called our Easter. He is not called our Supper. He is called our Passover, and in that there's a tremendous significance for us. And you need to write for our magazine, Bible Answers, because there is a vital and important article that you need to read. And that is entitled, The Day God Died. Did you know that Jesus Christ was God before he became human? And did you know that he willingly divested himself of all his divinity so that he could become human? and for the very purpose of suffering and dying, so that we as human beings could have our sins forgiven. That is why in 1 Corinthians the 5th chapter and verse 7, Jesus Christ is called our Passover. Now the word Passover comes from the term passing over, which we find originally given to the Israelites back in the book of Exodus and chapter 12. And it's very interesting when we realize and understand that when God began calling the Israelites out of Egypt, and in the New Testament, Egypt is a type of spiritual sin and bondage, and everyone is in sin and in bondage to sin unless they have the sacrifice of Jesus Christ cover their lives and have their sins forgiven. Let's go to the book of Exodus and see where the Passover began, because Jesus said that he kept the Passover. Jesus said that he desired to keep the Passover. And Jesus also told his disciples that they were to keep the Passover, and that he wouldn't participate in it with them again until he returned. So let's go back to the beginning, when the Passover was first instituted for the children of Israel. Now, you need to also understand something very clearly, and that is this. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they were more than just the Jews. There were actually 12 tribes of Israel. The Jews from the tribe of Judah were but one tribe. And so it covers a whole lot more than people just think of, or the way that they have been taught in the kind of religion that they have been given, which may have been called Christian, but in fact may not have been Christian. Now, that doesn't make any sense to you. You need to sit down and think about it, and you need to follow along with the programs here on Bible Answers so you can know what the Bible answers are for today's Christian living and what we should be doing. Let me just ask you a question. Do you keep the Christian Passover? Now, I'm not talking about a Jewish Passover, because a Jewish Passover is different than a Christian Passover. And I'm asking you, do you keep the Passover as Jesus kept the Passover and as he instituted that it should be? Because, you see, Jesus himself said that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And so it's very important. As a matter of fact, it is so absolutely vital that unless you know and understand and keep the Christian Passover as Christ said we should, Christ says, you have no life in you. So if you think you are on your way to receiving eternal life, and you don't even know about the Christian Passover, and you have never even heard about the Christian Passover, then maybe you better search your Bible and find out whether you really believe what God says or not. Now, back in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, we find where the Passover was given. And there is tremendous symbolism for us out of this, looking forward to the coming of Jesus Christ, and looking forward to Christ as our Passover. In chapter 12 of the book of Exodus, we find this, that God told Moses and Aaron that this was to be the beginning of months for the children of Israel, which then is in the springtime, not in the middle of winter, and certainly not in the dead of night. And he said unto them that on the 10th day of the first month, now that's according to God's sacred calendar, that's not the Roman calendar that you would just normally look at. And the symbolism here is that Jesus Christ was selected by the voice from heaven in John the 12th chapter as the Passover of God on the 10th day of the first month, just before the crucifixion. And so they were to take a lamb. Now Jesus is called the Lamb of God, isn't he? And a lamb without blemish. And that is a reference to Jesus Christ, and looking forward to that time when Jesus would come. But let's find out what this Passover did for the children of Israel, and then we will find out what the Passover is supposed to do for Christians, what the Christian Passover is to do for us through Jesus Christ. And then they were to take the lamb until the 14th day of the first month. Here again, that has to do with the sacred calendar. And then they were to sacrifice it and take the blood and put it on the upper doorpost and on the sides of the doors, so that when the death angel passed over to kill the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of the Israelites would be spared. Now, God gave them these instructions, told them what to do, and he said, "This is the Lord's Passover." Now, notice he didn't say it was a Jewish Passover. He did not say it was a Hebrew Passover. He did not say it was a Benjamite Passover. He did not say that it was a Manassite Passover. He did not say it was a Reubenite Passover. He said it was the Lord's Passover. So that belongs to God. And one of the holy convocations that God said we should do. And he went on saying that I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Eternal. Now, we also need to understand something else in relationship to that. Let's just think about it. Sometimes it's good to just sit down and think. And you know, Bible Answers wants you to think and ask questions and find out and search from your Bible, what are the things that God wants us to know and say and do and live by? Let's just think about this for a minute. If God went to all of the trouble of calling the children of Israel out of Egypt with all the mighty plagues and disasters that took place, if God had them go through the special ceremony of the Passover so that God would pass over the firstborn, and of course that's the type of Christ passing over our sins, and that this was going to be a judgment against the Egyptians and their gods. Now, if that is so, which the Bible says it is, let me ask you a question. Do you think that God would then incorporate the abominations of the pagan religion of the Egyptians into his religion? Know that the Egyptians kept a pagan Easter? You just need to think about that for a minute. Have we been deceived? Have we been told things which are traditions of the fathers or teachings of the church, but are not the teachings of the Bible? And if it sounds strange to you concerning the Passover, which it really shouldn't. I mean, if you're really a Christian, according to the definition in the Bible, the Passover should be one of the most important things for you to consider and know and do. Not some strange thing you've never heard of. All right, let's go and see some things here concerning Jesus Christ and how these parallels are for us. As the children of Israel were called out of Egypt, so all Christians are called out of sin. And as God began dealing with the Israelites with the Passover, so God begins dealing with those he's calling through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Did you know that the Bible calls Christ the Lamb of God? Now, why call him the Lamb of God if it has no reference to the Passover, if it has no reference to the meaning of Christianity? Because, you see, it does have reference to that. And it does have reference to the keeping of the commandments of God. And part of that is the Passover of God. So in instituting the Christian Passover, Jesus told us what we should do. Now let's go to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the first chapter, and in verse... Let's pick it up in verse 18. Because this has an awful lot to do with redemption of Christians. Because the true redemption of Christians comes through the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And that's how we are reconciled to God. But if you think you're reconciled to God, and if you think that you have had your sins forgiven, and you know nothing about the Christian Passover, and you do not keep the Christian Passover, have your sins in fact been forgiven? Are you really a Christian indeed? 1 Peter 1 and verse 18. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold. You can't buy salvation. You cannot be redeemed with money. You cannot be redeemed with great works on your own. And that is why it's ludicrous for people to try and have the sacrifice of their own. And people have their sacrifice of their own. Some of them call it the Lord's Supper. Some of them call it the Eucharist. Some of them call it the Mass. But when that bread is held up, and a priest or a minister would say, please accept this, our sacrifice. No, Christ is the sacrifice we accept. We don't sacrifice to God. God gave his sacrifice. There's no greater sacrifice than that. And you can't buy your way, and you can't do it with silver and gold. It says that you are redeemed not with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And Christ then represents that Passover lamb that was first instituted by God to the Israelites in the land of Egypt, and so projected forward from the time of Christ until now. That is the meaning for us, that we keep the Passover, that we keep the feast of God. And you know, this information may be new and startling and different and strange to your ears, but nevertheless, it's in your Bible, and you might ask the question, if I am a Christian, how come I've never heard of this before? Well, you need to know and you need to understand. So you write for our magazine, Bible Answers, and you get on our mailing list, and we will send you, in this coming issue, the day that God died. Why did God have to die? What does that have to do with eternal salvation and redemption for you as an individual? And what should you be doing? And how should you take the New Testament Passover? Until next time, the same station, this is Fred Coulter saying goodbye, everyone.
The Canadian Office, Post Office Box 125, Brockville, Ontario, K6B5B2, Australia, GPO 1574, Sydney, 2001, Auckland, New Zealand, Post Office Box 242, Waihai 2981, Nigeria, Post Office Box 1174, UYO, that is UYO 520001, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, West Africa, United Kingdom, Post Office Box 8224, Whittam, CM81WZ. Republic of South Africa, Post Office Box 2624, Willoor, WILRO, Park, Republic of South Africa, 1731.